I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, January 18th. The cause of a fire at a multifamily home in Quincy this morning is under investigation. The flames broke out at 110 Billings Street in North Quincy just before 4:30 a.m. Everyone in the building escaped safely, but the building is currently not livable. The fire is not considered suspicious. 47-year-old Nicole Cazimatis of Quincy has been indicted for a fourth time for defrauding Medicare from her Fortitude Addiction Treatment Center in North Quincy. Cazimatis is charged with filing false insurance claims dating back to 2015, totaling almost $500,000. She has previously served jail time and has been ordered to pay $500,000 in restitution. The hearing on her latest charges will be held later this month. Federal regulators say they will reconsider their approval of the controversial natural gas compressor station in North Weymouth. Senator Ed Markey says the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission will review the station during a meeting this Thursday. The station received approval in September of 2020. Curbside collection of trash and recycling is delayed one day this week in Quincy due to the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday on Monday. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV News Updates for Tuesday, January 18th.